Blog Talk Radio.
Live and based from Memphis, Tennessee, this is Grizzly Bear Blues Live, hosted by Joe Mullinax.
Rhyme ruler, the mind of the master, the prime poet designed for disaster, a crime candidate, the light heavyweight, I might levitate right through the heaven's gate, rhymes record break neck spines and vertebrae, the bowling plane like Kanye, I heard him say, it's murder one when he murder tracks, I'm a dirtbag, flirting with songbirds and Birkin bags, my first rap, catch Roberta Flack, I'm a certified Mac, but I'm sure you ain't heard of that. Slim thugging them hoes, they been loving the flow. They been hunting for men like in Vogue. And I'm in season, the season vet. I don't need respect, all I need is a check. Might check.
Grizz Nation, I gotta tell you, when it rains, it doesn't just pour, it doesn't just monsoon, it comes down Noah's Ark style for the Memphis Grizzlies when it comes to the health of the roster these days. It really is tremendous. There is yet another Grizzly who reportedly will be out for numerous games, which means the Grizzlies have filed for another injury exception. This makes it four for the Memphis Grizzlies at one time, four players on 10-day contracts. And then, as Chris Harrington put it on Twitter recently, that doesn't even include Ryan Hollins, who most would agree would be a 10-day contract, except for the fact they had to sign him for the year because of the numerous 10-day contracts that he had signed before. So the Memphis Grizzlies are a shell of their former selves. Health has not been their friend. The injury bug has eaten them alive, and this will be a happy-go-lucky installment of Grizzly Bear Blues Live. I am your host, Joe Mullinax. Thank you so much for joining us here in this special episode on a Tuesday night. We record live on Blog Talk Radio. I am joined in the first segment. Once again, it is a triumphant return, Grizz Nation. We're excited to have back with us, with me, in particular, he's been a busy man, but we're excited to have the managing editor of GrizzlyBearBlues.com, Mr. Chris Faulkner, back on the program. Mr. Faulkner, how are you doing this evening?
Man, I had to go into hiding for a month. The Grizzlies sent me there.
Out of fear of being injured, they made you go there.
There'll
be media types and bloggers next that start going down left and right.
That's the only people left, I think, Joe. But, you know, fortunately, we're not seeing the same trainers as the Grizzlies. Just kidding. But seriously, it's kind of ridiculous now what we're seeing happen. The other night, I guess that was last night, when the Grizzlies, when a team wearing Grizzlies uniforms played a certain other team and lost by about 50 points, I think. I had to show my wife the box score as she stood there with her jaw dropping to the floor. And then I asked her to identify as many people as she could on the Grizzlies roster in that box score. And I think we got to three for her. That's kind of where we're at here, Joe. And I mean, my wife obviously is living with me and being married to me is pretty abreast on the happenings of the team. So it's incredible that we're watching a completely different basketball team, pretty much. We still have a little bit of the attitude with Matt Barnes and Tony Allen, thankfully being able to play. But, man, it's something else, Joe. You blink and the whole direction has changed and all the conversations change just so quickly. And it's kind of sad, but it's kind of exciting in some degree. Honestly, it's definitely different.
It's different, and I think that is a key there. I would think it was more sad, Chris, and I hinted at this last night on Twitter on a Monday night during the loss to the Houston Rockets that the Memphis-Iowa Grizzly energy endured. That during that loss, it dawned on me that I would be much more upset about the current state of the Memphis Grizzlies if the trade deadline deals of Courtney Lee and Jeff Green had not occurred. Because think about it. If you have Courtney Lee and Jeff Green still on this roster, and they're healthy, okay, let's just assume, although apparently there's something in the water, they probably would have both been out with a variety of ailments, but let's just assume for a moment that they're both healthy. So you've got Courtney Lee and you've got Jeff Green, and then Matt Barnes and Tony Allen. Maybe you're able to piece things together a slightly bit more, but at the same – or a little bit more, I guess would be a better way to say that. But at the same time, you wouldn't have the draft picks. You wouldn't have the flexibility cap-wise. You wouldn't have especially that first-round pick from the Jeff Green trade, and you wouldn't have Lance Stephenson, who has been a revelation as he's arrived in Memphis, in fairness to a lighter schedule. But it's hard to argue that he hasn't been better than Jeff, and I say that as a Jeff Green guy. So you it makes me feel better, Chris, knowing that they didn't punt the season after the Marc Gasol injury and with the trade. They just were smart about acquiring future assets because they knew that their best player was gone and they really didn't have a shot at competing with the Golden States and the San Antonios. And now, given the fact that Conley's out for 3 weeks, Zach Randolph is out indefinitely, Brandon Wright, Jordan Adams obviously still out. Now you've got P.J. Harrison with this groin thing. Lance Stephenson has a wrist issue. The injuries go on and on. Of course, the sadness that is Mario Chalmers and his Achilles. All of these players are now out, but at least you have the assets that you wouldn't have had otherwise if Jeff Green and Courtney Lee had just walked.
I totally agree with that. I'm pretty impressed, really, with what the front office has done. Squeezing blood from the stone, but having the draft picks is huge, especially since it looks like this team probably going to be getting a bit younger here before too long. So it'd be nice to, you know, be able to select some guys to kind of grow with what you've got. Lance Stephenson, you know, that's a really kind of an interesting wrinkle that, you know, none of us would have ever really thought. I didn't really expect that much when the trade was made. I know he's capable of doing what we've seen from him for, you know, stretches of time. But it's refreshing to have someone who's not afraid to score the ball and kind of put some of that weight on his shoulders, especially with, so many of – just with Mark and Zach being out, that's between those two players, that's so much offense. You need someone else to take some shots besides Tony Allen, who, bless that man's heart, has tried to dial it back to his college days the past few games, playing someone who desperately wants to score the ball and sometimes looks like he knows what he's doing. But, man, that just cracks me up every time I see it when, you know, Tony is essentially running the offense, whatever that means. But, my gosh, that's where we are, Joe. It's unbelievable how far the season has just crumbled into oblivion compared to the expectations that I think a lot of people had going in. I don't think anyone was favoring us to make it to the finals, but there was a sliver of hey, maybe if things kind of fall the right way and we get lucky and stay healthy, you know, we could make a pretty good push into the playoffs. Nope.
And I think that's a great piece of analysis right there. Nope. No, it's not going to happen. It's just not. And that is where a lot of Grizzlies fans and a lot of other media types, and we're excited to have Cassidy Hubbard on with the national perspective from ESPN tonight, a lot of other media types, you know, not only are the Grizzlies possibly not going to hold on to the 5 seed, I personally think they still won't fall below the 6. Call me a dreamer. But I just don't necessarily see them falling that far simply because of the lead that they have. But even if you think they fall further than the 6, which is obviously possible, I don't see them falling out of the playoffs. Now, do they fall to the 7 or the 8? That's mathematically possible for sure. And if you do that, not only are you going into the playoffs the walking wounded, but you're going up against two of the three historically best teams regular season-wise in the history of the National Basketball Association between the Spurs and the Golden State Warriors. So you're really running into a chainsaw either way, and it's going to be fascinating to watch it play out. You're listening to Grizzly Bear Blues Live. I am your host, Joe Monax. I'm joined once again, welcome back, to our managing editor over at grizzlybearblues.com, Mr. Chris Faulkner. Follow him on Twitter if you don't already do so, at Faulkner Memphis. And I want to be brief because I know Chris has got to run here in a few minutes. I want to talk about how you can get in touch with the show. You can follow us on Twitter at GBB Live, and I cannot stress enough, that is going to be very important to you, not only for following daily updates and news, potentially about Grizzly Bear Blues Live, future guests, future things coming up on the show, but also because of fan giveaways, all right, both with Fan Essentials. We've been doing it for several weeks now. And then our newest sponsor, TickIQ. We have a big ticket giveaway coming up. We'll talk more about it later on in the program. But both of those opportunities for you, for fan gear from Fan Essentials, as well as TickIQ ticket giveaway to the San Antonio Spurs game on March 28th, they require you to be on the Twitter machine following GBB Live. So make sure you're following us there on Twitter, and also make sure you're following me on Twitter at Joe Monax. We, of course, are talking to Chris Faulkner here in this first segment. In about 15 minutes or so, I will be joined by Cassidy Hubbard, the host of NBA Tonight and NBA Coast to Coast over on ESPN. We're excited to have Cassidy on for the first time. She's going to give us about an interesting perspective because, again, I love having national folks on, whether it be a Matt Moore and Amin El-Hassan. Other national writers outside looking in or national TV personalities, what is going on? What the hell is happening in Memphis with these injuries? We're going to talk to her about that. We'll talk about positives because I'm trying to stay positive, and we'll talk about Chris with positives here in a moment. But there's not a ton to get look at right now. And then obviously Cassidy covered the Grizzlies in Memphis for the Martin Luther King Day game this year. I'm interested in getting her thoughts on Hoop City. Plus, I will preview the games coming up. Unfortunately, there's no rest for the weary. Between now and our next show next Thursday, the Grizzlies have five games, and two of them are back-to-backs. They play Wednesday and Thursday this week, and then they play Monday and Tuesday of next week out on the West Coast. So it's going to be a rough road for these Grizzlies, but that's where we're going with the show. You can also get into the chat room. The chat room is live. If you're listening to the live recording of the podcast, you can check out the show there. Now, Chris, the Grizzly Bear Blues Live question of the day this week, you know, I just had to say something because I feel like this was just getting ridiculous. So the question was, which non-Marc Gasol injury has you most concerned moving forward for Memphis? And I think that's a fair question because Marc Gasol's injury probably is at the top of everybody's list because so much has been invested in him, because of the fact that he's the cornerstone, the franchise, he is the basis of what scheme is built around both offensively and defensively. So his return is extremely important to the Memphis Grizzlies. But what about everybody else? And there is a lot of everybody else's at this point, unfortunately, for Memphis. So the question of the day, as I said, who are you most concerned with other than Gasol? And I got a lot of Mike Conley's. Ryan Glover at G_love24. Mike Conley, no question. Ryan has been on our show. He's a great podcaster for Blue World Order. .com. He's been dealing with this injury for so long, definitely could be a long-term injury effect. And in a Grizzly Bear Blues Live question of the day twist, Chris, I had a lot of guys who just tweeted agreement, like Jesse H., Grit Grinder All Day, Grit Grind Uri Day, excuse me, agreed with Ryan. Then Adam Rubrum, our own contributor over at GrizzlyBearBlues.com, said Jordan Adams, the Grizz are old and most won't be on their team next year. Wish Adams was able to get a chance to play like Martin, all right? And Blue City Joe, at Blue City Joe, plus one on Adams, on Jordan. Bear Witness blog, that's Wes George, who's had him on the program, filling in for you in the past month or so. Mike Conley, every injury he has compounds concerns about giving him a full five-year max. And then J.J. Baker, at JJ_P_Baker, says Conley for the same reasons as Bear Witness blog, his Twitter account, all right? So Fletch on Twitter of Three Shades of Blue at Beauregard Jones says Mario Chalmers gets a vote there. Brent Scroggins at Tiger Blue Blood, without a doubt, Conley's recurring fetus problems. I like that, F-E-E-T-U-S. Makes giving him a max deal a major question mark for the future. Must See DC at Must See DC. Thanks for listening. A loyal listener. Appreciate his input. Conley, I'm not thrilled with the idea of giving him a five-year max contract. He's hurt every year come playoff time. Justin Simms says, Conley, if he gets offered the max by another team with his injury history, we may have to consider letting him go. And then Edward at Grizz Tiger Man, thanks for chiming in. Mario, because he was our Conley leverage, which is an interesting point. Then there were a couple of comments on Facebook. They were longer, so I won't read them in their entirety. But both Ron DeQuester and Cameron Metz, said Mike Conley hasn't been as good and his contract is up, was essentially what those folks said at the beginning of their post. So thanks to everybody who responded to the question of the day. It is much appreciated. We want you guys to be a part of the conversation here at GBB Live. And I'll turn the question to you, Chris. Obviously, Gasol is on the pedestal at the top, but is Mario Chalmers' injury because of that leverage? Is it Conley's injury? Do you wish a young player like Jordan Adams who would have had to have played in this situation, but the ultimate irony is that he's out as well due to his health concerns? Who do you think is the next biggest problem for Memphis health-wise moving forward?
I think I have to go with Conley, and it's because his situation seems a little more ultimate to a degree. Like, I don't think we'll ever see Mike Conley playing at 100% in the NBA playoffs in his career. I don't see how that's going to happen. The pattern he's developed for the past, I think, at least four seasons, has really affected the sort of push the Grizzlies can make, incredible run as a whole. And so even if he took a discount to stay in Memphis, you're still getting a guy who can't be healthy for the postseason. And that's just kind of, that's sad, and as we talk about sadness on the season, that's kind of, I remember, back in the GBV email thread a while, I said that I can be happy with the season. I think it was when Mark went out, and things started cascading from there. But I said that I would be happy with the season if Mike Conley finishes solidly and, kind of starts a wave of positivities around signing him to a long-term contract the way we did with, Mark last summer. And that's, he kind of hung in there for a while, but the particular injury, the Achilles tendonitis, that's a pretty big deal. And that's also a new one for Conley. I know that he's had ankle problems generally, but I haven't heard the specific term Achilles tendonitis used on him. And that's, it's not like he's just missing little groups of games, couple games here and there. This is, he's not going to be reevaluated for another 3 weeks or more. And that seems a bit serious, especially when, I know the Grizzlies are committed to making the playoffs and getting the best seed they can, and they would have Conley out there if he could really play the way that we wanted him to play this season. And it's going to make things very interesting this summer. And, not having Chalmers around now just brings up even more question marks. I don't know, man. It could be a really young team next year.
A really young team. This could be the forcing forward of a new era, as people have talked about with the Grizzlies. It's really remarkable where Mike Conley has gone. And this has not been the contract year that he certainly was hoping for. Kind of the exact opposite of Marc Gasol in his contract year, who had such a massive season, first-team All-NBA player, starter in the All-Star game. Conley's almost been, I don't want to say the exact opposite of that, but he has not been anywhere near what you would define a max player as for the consistency and the totality of the entire season. Can you blame Conley for that? Health issues, you can't blame a player, but at the same time, I do think it's a rational concern. I think he'll get paid close to the max because that is what the market will offer for him, and you are worth what any team is willing to give you or anybody is willing to give you in this life when it comes to fiscal things, depending on your business and your trade. So Conley's going to get paid by somebody. It might as well be Memphis. And I think that the Mario Chalmers selection is an interesting one because that was your leverage. That was a guy who you could make a half-hearted argument that Chalmers could be a Conley replacement. He's nowhere near as good as Mike when Mike is healthy, but, you know, Mario could be had for cheaper, and maybe it gives you even more flexibility to sign other players since so many guys are having their contracts up at the end of the season. But now Chalmers is gone, and he probably won't be ready for the start of camp, you would imagine, because of the Achilles injury and the timing of it here, late February, March, early March time. That's usually a 6 to 9 month recovery. That puts you right at the start of training camp. So it's a tough spot for these Grizzlies, Chris. They have a lot of work to do. I'm about to preview the next five games for them, starting with Wednesday night's contest at home against Minnesota, which, by the way, according to our new sponsor, TickIQ, is the cheapest game of the season. I believe that it said that you could get into the game, and I haven't checked it since last night, but $3 just to get in and $22 for a lower bowl seat.
Wow.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at. And I'll have to double-check TickIQ here in a moment and see if that is indeed accurate. But it's getting bad. It's getting really bad.
Man, you got to give hats off to the Grizzlies operations staff for keeping, you know, people going to the games. I'm not sure what the attendance is at, but you got to figure it get pretty steady if you can get the lower bowl for 20 something bucks. That's insane. But you know, the one positive that I kind of see going forward that's pretty much concrete. This will happen. I do think the Grizzlies will make the playoffs, and this will be the first time that the Grizzlies will be in the playoffs without any pressure whatsoever. And that's kind of interesting to think about what, you know, just what we might get from in the way of entertainment value with at least those two home games. That could be pretty fun, you know, because you're playing with just pure house money. And, you know, if you can get at least a couple guys, the older guys back to, you know, rev up the engine a little bit, that could be pretty fun. And, that's something to hold on to if nothing else in this bizarro Grizzly season that we've, you know, seen turned on its head in the past couple of months.
Because even in the 2011 playoff run, where the Grizzlies as the 8 seed beat the 1 seed Spurs, there was pressure in terms of getting the monkey off of their back because they had never won a playoff game. And they had never won a playoff series, obviously. So that is what Chris is referencing, and I agree with him completely. They will have zero pressure on them. They might go in guns a-blazing if they can find a way to get a Mike Conley healthy or a Zach Randolph healthy. As long as it's not Golden State or San Antonio, I won't say I like their chances at this point, but I would give them a puncher's chance at getting a game or two and making it a competitive series. Oklahoma City has real trouble holding on to leads in fourth quarters, and the Clippers are the Clippers. And you can say that's a wrong way of looking at it, but I really do think because of that rivalry, there isn't as much intimidation as maybe there would be of Golden State or San Antonio going into that series and saying, oh, here we go again. We're not going to be able to beat these guys. You know, Memphis has had issues beating Golden State. They've had issues beating San Antonio. The history lines up at the least neutral when it comes to the Clippers, maybe even more favorably towards Memphis in recent times with regard to that playoff matchup. So it's interesting to see if they can get healthy, but that's a massive if at this point. Chris, I know you got to bounce. Thanks so much for joining us. It was good to hear you back on the Blog Talk Radio Airways again, buddy. We'll have you on again soon, of course.
Yes, sir. Hope to be back again very soon.
All right, wonderful. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Chris Faulkner, the managing editor of Grizzly Bear Blues Live, GrizzlyBearBlues.com, making his return to Grizzly Bear Blues Live. Follow him on Twitter if you don't already do so, @FaulknerMemphis. I am your host, Joe Mullinax. This is Grizzly Bear Blues Live. And before we bring on our next guest, I have a few things that I want to run down with you. First off, being our wonderful sponsors. The first sponsor I will discuss is Can Essentials. I can't stress enough how great this sponsorship has been for us here at Grizzly Bear Blues Live. We are thankful for FanEssentials.net sponsoring the podcast. And they're a tremendous service, ladies and gentlemen. How would you like, just think about this, to have NBA quality gear sent to your door? You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to go on Amazon.com. You don't have to pick out all these things. It is so easy with FanEssentials.net to log on and pick out your size, and that's all you got to do. They pick the gear for you, and it is a tremendous value. All right, I can't stress that enough. $100 plus worth of gear for a fraction of that cost with FanEssentials.net shipped right to your door. Scarves, hat, glasses, all sorts of great stuff. Makes a great gift. It's an excellent opportunity for you with FanEssentials.net to look swagged out in Memphis Grizzlies gear or any other team of your choosing. Hopefully, it's Memphis Grizzlies. And you can wear your Memphis pride thanks to FanEssentials.net. So we're very thankful for them and their sponsorship. We will do Fan Essentials trivia at the end of the show, which is your opportunity for a Grizzlies one-month membership to FanEssentials.net. So you essentially get one box sent to your door of Grizzlies gear for free thanks to GBB Live and thanks to our tremendous sponsor over at FanEssentials.net. So that's the first one. Second one, and I mentioned them briefly, Tick IQ is our new sponsor. They picked up the show last week, and again, we're so glad to have them on board. They do a great job with ticket prices and managing and looking at where the best deals are so you don't have to go searching over at Tick IQ. And their giveaway, which we will do in more in-depth next week, but the announcement is this, and again, it will involve Twitter. If you want two tickets to Memphis Grizzlies versus San Antonio Spurs game, March 28th in Memphis, you need to follow at GBB Live now. If you don't already do so, follow at GBB Live. It'll be an excellent opportunity for you. The details will be put out on Twitter. The contest itself will be a Twitter contest. It won't be direct message like Fan Essentials. It'll just be on Twitter, and it's going to be your opportunity to win two tickets to Tick IQ. That contest will be run on our next show, which will be March 24th. The game itself is March 28th. The contest will be run immediately following as the show goes off the air, and it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous thing. We're really looking forward to it with Tick IQ giving away these two tickets for the March 28th contest between the Memphis Grizzlies and the San Antonio Spurs. So thanks to FanEssentials.net. Thank you to Tick IQ for being tremendous sponsors of the program. My guest at this time, we are extremely excited to have her on. First time here for Cassidy Hubbard. Host of NBA Tonight, comes on around 1 a.m. on ESPN2. She also is the host of NBA Coast to Coast. She does a lot of other work as well, especially regarding the NBA for ESPN. We're excited to have her on the program for the first time of many, hopefully. Here is Ms. Cassidy Hubbard. Hello, Cassidy. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Absolutely. Thanks so much for coming on. A peek behind the curtain here a little bit. I've been trying to get Cassidy on the program for several shows now, and our schedules have never quite matched up. Sometimes it's on her end, of course, being very busy with ESPN. Sometimes it's on our end, having to reschedule the shows. So it's wonderful to finally make it work, Cassidy. We're excited to have you on the program.
Definitely. I'm sorry. It's a little crazy because it's, you know, nighttime is when all the games are happening, but I am
absolutely
so happy to be with you.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we know your time is precious, so we'll get right into it. obviously in January, and this was kind of the initial time of us starting our conversation about you coming on the show, you had the opportunity to come to Memphis and cover the Grizzlies game for Martin Luther King Day, which is a tremendous day in Memphis. I used to live there, went to a couple of these games, and it really is special to be in Memphis on this day where they really do it up the right way. So I just wanted to get your thoughts about your time in Memphis and the place that we as Grizzlies fans and Memphis Tigers fans, we like to call Hoop City.
Yeah, I mean, I had just the extraordinary privilege to tour the National Civil Rights Museum. the day before Martin Luther King Day, and it just was, you could feel just the importance of that weekend and that museum and the, being able to stand outside the Lorraine Hotel. You can't help but feel what an important place that is for our history. And I felt very honored to be able to be there and experience that. I wish I had a little more time because there's just, since the renovations, it's such a beautiful place, but it was just too much to cover in the little amount of time I was there. I was only there for a couple hours, and then I had to attend a talk back. And so I want to go back. There's so many things I didn't do when I was there. I didn't even walk down Beale Street. So the bucket list I have just in Memphis alone is very long, because I was only there for 2 days, and I had the game, obviously, and then I toured the museum. There's so much more I want to see.
And the museum is powerful, and I haven't had a chance to go back and check out the renovations yet either. I'm visiting in April, so maybe I can find some time to swing through
there. It really is beautiful. It's so well done. It's so well done.
Well, that's great. I liked it before it was renovated, so I'm sure it's even better now. I know they talked about making it a little bit more modern. But not even walking down Beale Street, it's amazing how busy you guys are.
Yeah, I mean, I got there, and then we had to do some – so we did a shoot in the National Civil Rights Museum because we were honoring a couple people during the game with the National Civil Rights Museum Awards, Tamika Catchings, Jalen Rose, a couple people that we were honoring. So we did some shoots through the museum, and so that's why – I wasn't able to really, take in the museum as much as I wanted to, because you need to take your time and be able to read everything, because every corner you turn around, there's something interesting and powerful to read. So, yeah, I need to go back ASAP and really take my time through there.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to go for a playoff game or something like that, and we'll talk about that here more in a moment. That's looking more and more possibly unlikely by the day as the Grizzlies Nash squad kind of gets it going here.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite astonishing that you guys really are, the Grizzlies really are still in a good position. Like, that's the positive thing, is that it's, I don't see you guys missing the playoffs. It's just the fact that you are, that the Grizzlies are still in fifth, and the magic number is 9 with 10 games to go. Like, I think the Grizzlies are in a really good spot. It's just, I cannot believe the luck that this team has had. And it's really quite incredible, just the fight they've shown, specifically since losing Marc Gasol. Yesterday in our meeting when we were trying to preview what the Grizzlies-Rockets game was going to be like. I was talking to Bruce Bowen, and I was like, whose problems would you want more, the Grizzlies or the Rockets? And he said, hands down, the Grizzlies' problem. Now, I know that doesn't help any Grizzlies fans, but it's like, okay, yeah, we have problems. We have better problems than the Rockets, but they are injuries as opposed to really a rotten core is how you could probably describe what's going on with the Rockets. Not something you want to hear after, getting your butt kicked last night, but I mean, you gotta, after the big win against Cleveland and then the overtime win against the Pelicans, the fight that this team shows, no matter who's out on the court, the identity carries over to players that weren't even a part of the core of the grit and grind. I think that's a testament to Dave Yeager. So I think that the positive is that that you're watching a team that doesn't give up. But this is a really, really tough season to watch, I'm sure.
Well, and that's an interesting perspective, and I appreciate you sharing it, because that's something that we can talk about as Grizzlies fans, bloggers, whatever, and we can kind of unite and rally behind that idea that these problems, as painful as they are, literally and figuratively, they are temporary. They are temporary problems in theory. Now, Marc Gasol has a foot injury that other big men have had issues with in the past. Mike Conley is now more and more starting to look like a potential injury risk every season, especially given the fact he's a smaller guard who likes to drive the lane, kind of like a Tony Parker, but maybe not as durable, which is crazy to say when you think about Tony Parker. But anyway, those are their two best players. Obviously, Zach Randolph is getting older, but their core will theoretically be back and is much more cohesive as a unit than that of, say, the Houston Rockets. And as you put it, even though it doesn't feel that way after the big loss, these issues are fleeting in terms of health. We're talking with Cassidy Hubbard, host of NBA Tonight, airing on ESPN2 at about 1 a.m.-ish on the East Coast, and then also NBA Coast to Coast. You can follow her on Twitter, at Cassidy Hubbard. If you do not already do so, I highly recommend it. I'll ask you.
Well, that's where I would be a Debbie Downer, though. So, like I told you, the conversation was that Bruce said he would prefer the Rockets' problems, where I countered and said, I find the this is where probably, I don't know, turn down your radios if you want to have it's just, I really worry about Marc Gasol and that foot injury. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an insider. I don't know the latest on his health. But I'm more worried about that impact on Mike Conley and him being, quite frankly, outside of Kevin Durant, going to be most sought after free agent this summer. And with the money that is put out there, and there's no reason for Mike Conley to rush back. For him, he needs to take care of his health. And this Achilles, that's not an injury you mess around with. So I just worry with that time away from playing with Memphis, is he going to lose that connection with his team and the uncertainty around Marc Gasol? And like you said, Zach Randolph is getting older and the game's changing. And so his game doesn't – I mean, that was I know you probably talked about that conversation a lot through this year about, you know, is the style of play of the old Memphis team really translating to today's game, yada, yada, yada. I just worry, is this the last that we've seen of this the grit and grind Memphis core? And I worry that that it may be.
All good things have to come to an end at some point, and it does kind of feel like this might be the tail end of that. Cassidy, I'll put you on the spot here a little bit. Obviously, these injuries have been tremendous. The Memphis Grizzlies, if you count Ryan Hollins, who was on two 10-day contracts before he had to be signed for the year because that was the only way to get him back on the roster, five guys who were essentially 10-day contracts. Now with the addition of Xavier Munford after another...
Don't you quiz me on this.
Can the Grizzlies hold on to this five seed? How far are they going to fall, in your opinion?
The answer to that question is they're not falling out. So,
falling out entirely.
Correct. I don't know how far they're going to fall, but they're going. I see the Grizzlies falling, but you know, you had, like I said, Magic's number is 9. I really, with between, like, yes, the Jazz had a great win over the Cavs last night, but between those two teams trading losses, I could see the Grizzlies falling to that 6th or 7th spot. So right now they're in a good position. It's just tough because who are they putting out there? Like you said, I mean, now Harrison's hurt, and it was really awful about what happened with Mario Chalmers, and I can't even tell you what the starting five is looking like for the Grizzlies right now. The Grizzlies aren't going to fall out. It's just, I don't know how far after last night's game. I don't know if that's going to kill the spirit. Cause there was that kind of toughness that we saw in the Pelicans game and in the Cavs game. It was like, all right, well, they're going to stay maybe in that five spot because there's, you know, when you look at the rest of the teams, they're crapshoots as well. You know, who knows what the Rockets are? I mean, if they can shoot themselves out of games like nobody else, and I don't believe in the Mavs. The Blazers, I see, keep on moving up. Like, I think the Grizzlies will be 6th or 7th because the Blazers are going to continue to move up.
That's probably fair. To help you out, Cassidy, The starting five for the Memphis Grizzlies against the Houston Rockets last night were Jamichael Green, who was cut by for last year or the past year or so. Matt Barnes, who was, you know, essentially sent away from the Clippers for nothing. Ryan Hollins, who was on a 10-day contract. Bronte Weber, who was on a 10-day contract currently. And Tony Allen. So those were the starting five in Houston last night for Memphis. It's pretty dire at the moment, and the health is really a key problem. It's something that you really don't have a ton of control over. I agree with you on Mike Conley being cautious. So we'll get you out of here on this. Is there anything positive to take away from this? Because, yes, making the playoffs is a positive. I think most Grizzlies fans would agree with that. But there's a growing movement, and there's a fair argument to be made that if Memphis were to fall out of the playoffs this year, especially if it meant avoiding San Antonio or Golden State, which would almost surely be a sweep at this point, even with a healthy Conley and Randolph, if you avoid those teams and you drop out completely, your draft pick likely goes to Denver this year in a weaker draft, and the 2017 draft is supposed to be better, and the Grizzlies will have a draft pick. So let's say you throw the playoffs out the window. Is there anything positive to take away from the rest of the season for Memphis? Because there's some fans who don't want to make the playoffs.
I can understand. Yes, there's always fans. If you're in that, like, in-between phase, yes, there's always going to be fans who say, yeah, let's not make the playoffs. I think with certain teams, I feel that way too. Like, if you're a young team, you should want to win and get the experience of winning. Like, this Grizzlies team, this is not going to be the Grizzlies team that you're watching next year. So they're going to be – there's going to be complete overhaul, even with – I mean, obviously the players, the core is not out there, but I mean, I'm talking about the guys around the core. This is not even who we're going to be watching next year. So I don't even know if there's a real big benefit of watching this team in the playoffs other than the excitement of watching your team in the playoffs. I don't think there's any benefit of this, there being growth for being in the postseason, but – watching a playoff game, there's that. The money that comes into, you know, the team for having playoff games, there's that. I wish I had something more positive to say. It's just, it has been a, I don't know if there's been a team in my recent memory with worse luck than the Grizzlies this season. It has just been body blow after body blow. And, the internal damage is too much.
Ross Wooden from the Memphis Grizzlies PR department tweeted out something, and I've heard other people pick up on it too, Cassidy. I think once Xavier Munford plays for Memphis, he'll be the 26th guy that will have played as a Memphis Grizzly this season. No team in, I believe he said, the history of the NBA has made the playoffs playing 25 or more guys due to injury. So that is insane, and it's possible that Memphis Grizzlies make history, so that could be a positive.
I mean, you could look back on this season and just think, like, it's going to be a memorable season in the fact that it's like, are you, like, every week it's like, are you kidding me? Like, this is happening to us again? But as far as memorable play, not so much. Stories, I mean, didn't the Grizzlies not have even a point guard on their roster? What was it, on
not
Friday?
Until they signed Bronte Weber. Yep, they signed Bronte Weber Friday, and he started the game and played 40 minutes that night.
And it was just such a, like, the Mario Chalmers thing really was a tough pill to swallow because he was playing well. And, you were starting to see some chemistry there. He was playing well even when Marc Gasol was out there. You know, it's, man, that's a tough, this has been a tough year. I don't want to hear about any other injuries. Don't talk, the Pelicans can't even say anything. The Wizards can't even say anything. The Grizzlies own the title for worst luck this season.
And that's not necessarily a title that you want to have, of course. But, hey, it is what it is, and you can't control it. What we can control is saying thank you, Cassidy, so much for joining us on the show. We really appreciate it. We appreciate the work that you do over ESPN. And whenever you're on ESPN and you're talking about the Grizzlies, just have a gentle heart and try to have.
I do.
To the Memphis Grizzlies.
I will. And you, look, I know I just came on here and just sounded like the most negative Nancy ever, and I hope Grizzlies fans aren't mad at me. But know that I appreciate the fight in this team, that I've always enjoyed watching them. I just, there's nothing else. There's also, sometimes you just can't say anything. I don't want to, you know, sugarcoat something that is just sour.
And so, I think matter how much sugar you put on this pill, it's going to be bitter to swallow. Cassidy, thank you so much. You were a great guest. Hopefully you can come on in the future.
Oh, of course. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, thank you so much. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Cassidy Hubbard of ESPN. She's the host of NBA Tonight that comes on around 1 a.m. on ESPN2. She also is on NBA Coast to Coast. She also does other work for ESPN. Follow her on Twitter if you don't already do so, at Cassidy Hubbard. We carry on with Grizzly Bear Blues Live. We are wrapping up here, and it has been a great show, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very, very excited to have Cassidy on. She was a great guest. And she gives good perspective as to the realness of this situation. You have to understand, folks, this is going to be a tough slog these last games. And there's probably going to be some tough losses that come up along the way. And if you look at the schedule coming up, and it really, you know, it's not the best spot to be in. As I said with Chris in the first segment, you have two back-to-backs between now and the next time we're on the Blog Talk Radio airwaves, Thursday, March 24th, you've got Minnesota at home on Wednesday, and one of the saving graces of that game is if you want to talk about a team that's not playing well or playing to expectations, it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. Every year people talk about how great and how young they are, Carl Anthony Towns this and Andrew Wiggins that, and they're great, talented young kids who will improve, but at the same time, the Minnesota Timberwolves are 21-46, a couple of games away from being eliminated from playoff contention. They're 10-24 on the road. They're 11-22 at home. And in their last 10 games, they're 3-7. So it's not like the Grizzlies are setting the world on fire, of course. And with the Lance Stephenson concerns and obviously P.J. Hairston being out, you know, there's no guarantee that they win. But if they find a way to get a little bit more healthy and if they find a way to put together a win at home against Minnesota, that is not, you know, blatantly beyond the realm of possibility. Then you can look beyond that game Wednesday night. You go to the game Thursday night at Milwaukee. That's going to be a tough contest. The Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I hope I said that properly. But the Greek freak is having a massive, massive march. This is the guy who's really coming on. Same thing with Chris Middleton. Same thing with Jabari Parker. Second night of a back-to-back. I think you look at that and you say that's a loss. The Clippers at home on a Saturday night. Hopefully you have a rowdy home crowd, but the Clippers are a good basketball team, folks. And, again, unless you're healthy, I don't know how that's a win. Then you're at Phoenix, who has beaten you the past two times. You're at Phoenix Monday. And then you're at the Lakers on Tuesday night on the second night of a back-to-back. I mean, there's maybe one win in those five games. And I think you can make an argument there's none. If this team does not get some pieces back, it's possible Zach Randolph comes back in the next couple of games. We know Mike Conley's not. More than likely, Chris Anderson is not. You know, obviously Marc Gasol's not. Lance Stephenson hopefully can go Wednesday night, and I think that's their best hope. And it's amazing that you're putting so much of your hopes on Lance Stephenson, but that's probably your best hope for a win against Minnesota. And then from there, maybe you hope to pick off Phoenix or the Lakers on Monday or Tuesday night of next week, and that'll put you at two games. If you can go 2-3 over these next five, as Cassidy said, the magic number for these Grizzlies is 9. You hope Dallas and you hope that Utah and these other teams behind them, I agree with her that Portland's going to probably keep climbing. You hope that those guys lose, and maybe that puts you in a little bit better spot to hold on to that 5 seed. The 5 seed really should be the goal if at all possible, but the likelihood of that continues to fade with each and every injury that is happening. So the Minnesota game Wednesday is obviously the first step. Minnesota not playing well at all as of late, but again, the Grizzlies are coming off of a 49-point loss to the Houston Rockets at Houston. So it's not necessarily that the Grizzlies are playing all that well right now either. And, of course, because of health, you have no idea who the heck is going to suit up for Memphis, whether it be new players on 10-day contracts who are doing their best, but they don't know the offense. Dave Yeager's doing his best, but he doesn't know these guys. He doesn't know how to use them properly, and they're not going to have much practice time because of the fact they're playing 5 games in the next 8 nights, essentially. It's going to be a tough road hopefully they can piece it together, find a way to get two wins out of these next five. That is my hope. I guess I'll make that my prediction as well because I'm trying to stay optimistic. But it's going to have to be a win against Minnesota, and then it's probably going to have to be a win at Phoenix or at the Lakers next week. It's going to be hard for them to pick up a Milwaukee win on the road on a second night of a back-to-back, and it's going to be hard to beat the Clippers even though it's at home because the Clippers are just a good basketball club, and you have to give credit where credit is due. We're wrapping up Grizzly Bear Blues Live. I am your host, Joe Mullinax. Our next program, our next recording, will be March 24th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time, so that's 9 days from this day as we record on a Tuesday night this week because of the Thursday game that is coming up for Memphis. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at GBB Live. I can't stress that enough, whether it's for the Fan Essentials trivia question, a direct message will get you into the contest for that, or whether it is just following us on Twitter at GBB Live for the upcoming Tick IQ ticket giveaway for the San Antonio Spurs game on March 28th. GBB Live at GBB Live is your way to go to get access to both of those giveaways. Make sure that you're following us there. Make sure that you are following and subscribing on iTunes to the podcast. Get the podcast version of this program on iTunes. Rate us, rank us, review us, help us get our street cred up over on iTunes so that you can put us out there a little bit more. We appreciate that. And also, it helps you never miss another episode of Grizzly Bear Blues Live. Make sure that you're going to fanessentials.net. Tremendous service. Great job in terms of Grizzlies gear, getting it to your door, not having to worry about picking it out. Saves you a lot of time, saves you a lot of money as well with Fan Essentials. So make sure you're checking them out at fanessentials.net. Use the promo code GBBLive to get yourself a discount. Also, thanks to TickIQ, our sponsor as well. Go to TickIQ.com to check out ticket prices. The Minnesota game is going to be cheap to get into, according to TickIQ. As of last night, the tickets were $3 to get in the door and $22 for lower bowl seats, according to TickIQ. So make sure you're checking them out as well and get yourself into the games and get yourself tickets to the games by following GBB Live on Twitter, starting with March 28th and the San Antonio Spurs. Here's the FanEssentials.net trivia question of the week. Remember how this works. You direct message your answer to the GBB Live account at GBB Live. So you have to follow us on Twitter, and you have to direct message us your response to the trivia question. If you are correct, you will be entered into a drawing for a one-month subscription to Fan Essentials. We will be having this open for the next hour, so we'll call it, or excuse me, not next hour, next 24 hours. So we'll call it until 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday. 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday, that's how long the window will be open, the 24-hour window from the end of this podcast. You can get in on the ground floor with FanEssentials.net, get a Fan Essentials one-month subscription for free just by listening to the show, by following us on Twitter at GBB Live, and direct messaging the answer on Twitter to us at GBB Live. Here is your question for this week. Obviously, March Madness beginning. We're excited about that, as most folks are, brackets and all of that. There are four Grizzlies players currently on the roster who have made the Final Four. All right, there are four players currently on the Grizzlies roster who have made the Final Four. I need their names. All right, I need their names. You know what? I'll make it even easier for you. I just need three of their names. I need three Grizzlies players that are currently on the roster who have made the Final Four. All right, currently on the roster being the main emphasis there. Grizzlies players currently on the roster who have made the Final Four. All right, that is the question. Direct message your response to GBB Live so that you can get entered into the drawing for a Fan Essentials one-month subscription. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to our guest tonight, Chris Faulkner, the managing editor of GrizzlyBearBlues.com, and Cassidy Hubbard, the host of NBA Tonight on ESPN2, works for ESPN, does great work over there. It's a sobering time. It really is. And there has been a lot of good times as a Grizzlies fan these past 5 years. But these are some of the darkest. And a lot of it is because of injury. A lot of it is because it might be the end of an era. It's your mortality, at least as an NBA team, looking you in the face. An era is approaching its end. That's how it feels. And it's an era that a lot of people appreciate. But, as Cassidy said, making the playoffs still means something. And the fact that they would be able to do that, given all the turmoil that they've gone through, that is a worthwhile thing. Can you make an argument that it would be good to drop out of the playoffs? Of course you can. You can send that pick out this year. It's a weaker draft, not have to worry about it. I get that. But there's something to be said for a playoff game. And there's something to be said for the civic camaraderie that comes from it. There's something to be said for the economic power that comes with it and the money that is brought into the city for the home games that are hosted during that playoff series. There's positives to both sides. And I think that since it's very likely that Memphis will still make the playoffs, you hope that you can get Conley and Randolph back. You hope that you can piece together a competitive series. And you hope that you can stay above that 6-seed line. The 5-seed would be great, but that's looking less and less likely by the day. If you can somehow keep your head above water and get that 6-seed, that at least puts you in a spot to play the Clippers or the Thunder and keeps you away from the historically great San Antonio Spurs or Golden State Warriors. So that's something to look for these next 9 days or these next 5 games heading into our next show. Thank you so much for listening. I am so, so grateful for that. We look forward to having you back with us Thursday, March 24th. Until then, grind forth, Grizz Nation. I am your host, Joe Mullinax, and this has been Grizzly Bear Blues Live.